Another devastating injury for the Colorado Avalanche, adding to the already long laundry list. But how does this affect their run at the playoffs down the road? All that and much more on today's episode of Locked On NHL.
You're Locked On NHL, your daily podcast on the National Hockey League. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome back to Locked On NHL Western Conference Tuesdays, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I am your host, Brett Holden from Locked On Oilers. Unfortunately, Dane will not be joining me today. He will be back next week, so I'm flying solo today, so bear with me. However, on today's episode of Locked On NHL, a sad night of affairs in the NHL on Monday night as numerous players going down with injury, including Arturi Lehkonen, who went down with a broken finger after his return to Montreal, scoring two goals in that game, but he will be out long term for the Avalanche. Another player going down. So, what does that mean for the Avalanche moving forward? We will talk about that in just a second. But also on today's episode, the playoff race in the West continues, and I know it seems like it's basically all said and done. However, two teams are still making their push for the playoffs in the Nashville Predators and the Calgary Flames. How close could they actually be to making the playoffs? We will talk about that a little later on. And to wrap up today's episode, the Arizona Coyotes are not going away. The last five games for the Coyotes, they have gotten points in, and I know their fans are probably not very happy about that considering they want Connor Bedard, but it may be important for next season moving forward for the Arizona Coyotes. All that and much more on today's episode of Locked On NHL. Thank you for making Locked On NHL your first listen every day. We are free and available wherever you find your podcast. Alrighty, let's get into the Colorado Avalanche, who are currently sitting in third place in the Central Division. Whew. By a thread, but they are still in a playoff spot. However, they have been battling injuries all season, and add Arturi Lehkonen to that list. He suffered a broken finger last night in Montreal. They said he did take a shot somewhere. Sorry, I'm looking off all over the place. I had to make sure you could hear me. Either way, he did take a shot to the hand last night. There was a visual of him actually scoring one of his two goals against his former team, the Montreal Canadiens, that actually went off his hand in the first period. Speculatory to say when or when not this injury happened, I guess, but either way, he will miss 4 to 6 weeks. He did return to Denver and will be having surgery. Now, Arturi Lehkonen's been having a good year, and I mean, you probably remember Lehkonen for his Stanley Cup winning antics from last year's Stanley Cup champions, Colorado Avalanche. He's a very important player and has been a player who has been an important fixture in the top six for the Colorado Avalanche, especially this season, especially with the amount of injuries that they have had to navigate through. Lehkonen and Rantanen have been one of the few stabilities on that team so far this year. However, obviously adding to that long list of injuries now with Lehkonen, and that's a long list already. Gabriel Landeskog, who's been out all year with a knee injury, it sounds like he may be ready for the regular season before the playoffs, but that doesn't sound like a promise. Eric Johnson, who they just reacquired from the Chicago Blackhawks this year, is down, with an ankle injury. Darren Helm with an abductor injury. Curtis McDermott with a lower body injury. Pavel Francouz with a lower body injury. Josh Manson with a lower body injury. There are a lot of players currently out, and this is nothing new. We have known this for the entire season, but yet they still hold on to a playoff position. The narrative around the Colorado Avalanche all year have been, well, wait until they get healthy. Wait until they get healthy. Well, we're waiting. We're still waiting. We're at game 68 of the season. We're almost at 70 games. We almost only have 12 games left in the year, and we're still waiting for the Colorado Avalanche to get healthy. Now, obviously, guys like Gabriel Landeskog, Pavel Francouz, who won the cup for them last year, Josh Manson, those are important players, Arturi Lehkonen as well. Darren Helm is a big-time player on their PK. McDermott is a big presence. I mean, these are guys who are important for the Avalanche. And everybody goes, okay, well, you play them in the playoffs, they're healthy for the playoffs, let's say, in theory. That's a scary team to play against. In theory. Because on paper, yes, you do have Gabriel Landeskog back for playoffs. Yes, you have Arturi Lehkonen back for playoffs. Hopefully, 4 to 6 weeks, the playoffs will start in about mid-April, or the season will end in mid-April. So you got a little bit of breathing room, I guess, in that point there. But still, 4 to 6 weeks, it's going to take some time. Erik Johnsson as well, Stanley Cup champion. These are experienced guys. But they will obviously be very important to bring back into the lineup, but they are not going to be enough if when they get back into the lineup, they're not in mid-season form. I mean, Gabriel Landeskog has been out all year. And yes, Gabriel Landeskog has all the natural talent in the world. He's a fantastic hockey player. But if he's playing in the playoffs where everybody else, this is game 83, 84, 85, 86. This is game one. Where Josh Manson, who's only played X amount of games this year, was able to come back, but then got injured again. Still not probably in mid-season form. And if he is, well, good for him, but it's not a promise. These are players who have been out for a while, and just because they're healthy doesn't mean they're game ready, especially for the playoffs. So I'm sitting here and looking at this Colorado Avalanche team, sitting going, oh, man. Yes, they are bringing back good players, but I think they'll be more vulnerable than what we have all given them credit for, I guess, in the playoffs. Now, with Arturi Lehkonen out, that obviously leaves a massive hole in the top six for the Colorado Avalanche. So who will take his place? Well, it seems like the two candidates right now are Alexander Newhook and Dennis Mulligan. Alex Newhook has played top 6 minutes already this year, so that's not too bad of an ad for the Avalanche. Won the Stanley Cup with them last year as well. 65 games played for Newhook, 13 goals, 14 assists, 27 points. An all right replacement for the top six. However, Dennis Mulligan, 49 games, 8 goals, 4 assists, 12 points. The lineup for the Avalanche may look like this. Evan Rodriguez on the top line. That's already your first indication. Nathan MacKinnon and Mikko Rantanen on the top line. Alex Newhook, JT Compher, and Valerie Nichushkin. Sorry, I had to read my notes for a second, or my handwriting. Andrew Cogliano, Lars Eller, and Logan O'Connor on the third line. Dennis Mulligan, whoever they decide to call up or add, and Nieto on the fourth line. That's a playoff team. And again, you have MacKinnon, you have Rantanen, you have Nichushkin. I mean, you obviously have Makar and Byram, who have been playing fantastic hockey recently. Cale Makar is tied for the most amount of points over the last 5 games in all of the NHL with 10. So you still obviously have guys who can step up. But the next 5 games for the Avalanche may be difficult. A back-to-back against the Maple Leafs and the Senators. The Senators may be the easier one off that, but still, Toronto, not an easy out, obviously. And Ottawa's not an easy out either. Just acquired Chychrun. They've been playing pretty well. Lost to Calgary 5-1 the other night, but still have been playing decent recently. The Detroit Red Wings, also not an absolute definite out either. The Chicago Blackhawks will be a little bit of a breather, but the Pittsburgh Penguins too. Those are all difficult games, relatively difficult games that if you don't have a top six in, you may not be winning in. So a tough injury for the Colorado Avalanche and a difficult injury, devastating injury for Arturi Lehkonen. Again, broken fingers are not pretty with hockey. You can get slashed. You're using your fingers all the time. So hopefully a speedy recovery for Arturi Lehkonen, but we shall see how the Colorado Avalanche respond with another injury on the very long list. Alrighty, let's move on to the teams who are chasing the Colorado Avalanche right now, one being the Nashville Predators and the Calgary Flames. They are currently fighting for a playoff spot, the final playoff spot, but they're a couple of points back. Is it possible for the Predators or the Flames, and how have they been playing, that may tell you the story over the last five games if they can push for that spot? We will talk about that in just a second, but first, today's episode is brought to you by FanDuel. The midway point of the NBA season is here, and now is the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, because new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's bonus bets back if your first bet doesn't win. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. It is safe, secure, and super easy to use. Then you can bet on everything from money line to point scores to threes drained. And tonight there is a massive matchup in the NBA, the 2021 NBA Finals rematch between the Milwaukee Bucks and the Phoenix Suns. The Suns added this pretty decent guy. I don't know if you heard of him, Kevin Durant. Yeah, he's on the Suns now too. This is going to be an absolute banger tonight. And you know what? A pretty interesting line right now. The Suns sitting on the money line as the underdogs at plus 102. But the point spread for that game sitting at a 231.5. The over is a minus 110. So I think that's pretty attainable. I don't know. I mean, Kevin Durant, you got Devin Booker, you got Giannis. I mean, you could go to the Bucks side as well with Giannis. You can go all over the place with this matchup. I think the over is going to be hit pretty soon, if not in the third quarter. Either way, FanDuel even lets you combine your bets for a bigger payout or a chance at a bigger payout with the same game parlay. So don't miss the chance to get your no sweat first bet up to $1,000 in bonus bets when you go to FanDuel.com/lockedon. That is FanDuel.com/lockedon to learn more. Make every moment more with FanDuel, the official sports betting partner of the NBA. Alrighty, let's move on to the two teams that are fighting for a playoff spot right now, and that is the Nashville Predators and the Calgary Flames. Both teams sitting on the outside looking in, both teams with 73 points right now. They are looking back or looking ahead at the Edmonton Oilers and the Winnipeg Jets, who currently sit with 80 and 79 points respectively. And both teams are within a single point of the third place team in their division, meaning that that would be an automatic clinching to the playoffs instead of having to get the wild card spot, of course. However, the Calgary Flames and the Nashville Predators are still fighting for a playoff spot. And I mean, they're not out of the woods yet. Only 6 points separate the final wild card spot between them and the Nashville Predators and the Calgary Flames. So it's not out of reach. Three games is not necessarily out of reach, especially when you consider the Nashville Predators have three games in hand when it comes to the Calgary Flames and the Winnipeg Jets. So though there are those 3 points for the Nashville Predators, which we will get more into the Nashville Predators as well. The Calgary Flames don't have that luxury. They are at 67 games, and so far in those 67 games, 30 wins, 24 losses, and 13 losses coming by overtime or shootout. Now, the last five games for the Flames, which most people, in fact, even the players, have kind of given the alert as to this is their season right now, as they should be, as they are 6 points out of a playoff spot. And starting the season, they were potentially favorites to win the Pacific Division. Now they sit with 73 points, six back from the final wildcard spot, seven back from the Edmonton Oilers, and eight back from the Seattle Kraken. Now, over the last five games, they've had pretty interesting results. A 3-0 loss against Minnesota, a 5-4 win against the Dallas Stars, then a 1-0 shootout loss in Minnesota in a game where they thought they lost. Replay showed Spurgeon was offside. They had to come back from outside or inside the dressing room and finish the game 1-0. The Anaheim Ducks, they lost to the Ducks 3-1, and then they beat the Ottawa Senators just the other night 5-1. So up and back and forth, up and down for the Calgary Flames. But in those five games, Jonathan Huberdeau, only one goal, does have 4 points, however. But Nazem Kadri, four assists, no goals for him. And those are the players that you are looking to, if you're the Calgary Flames, to generate offense. And right now, it hasn't really been those guys. Now, in the last five games, they are two of the top three players getting points. But 4 points, in the last five games, when you are fighting for playoff spots, it does really need to be better. And especially considering that numerous players for the Calgary Flames have registered 0 points in that stretch, is really saying something. Now, with all that offensive talk being said, their defensive game hasn't been bad at all for them. When it comes to goals against per 60 minutes at 5-on-5 for the Calgary Flames over the last five games, they currently sit eighth in the NHL with a 1.97, and their penalty kill is killing penalties. At a 1.95 goals against per 60 minutes shorthanded, they sit third in the NHL over the last five games since March 4th, more specifically, and that's good. That means you're getting not only goaltending from Jacob Markstrom, who is struggling horrendously at the start of the year. I'm not saying that he has been better, but he hasn't been fantastic. Dan Vladar is getting more steady minutes as well. You're seeing better goaltending for the Flames. However, on the flip side, the goals for per 60 minutes for the Calgary Flames at 5-on-5 sits at an even 2. Which is good for 24th in the NHL. They're getting the defense, but they aren't getting the offense. They aren't getting the scoring, and their next five games aren't going to be any easier. Arizona, who we'll talk about in a second here, have points in the last five games here. It's a difficult out, especially at Mullet Arena, which they're playing in tonight. So that's a game to watch out for. The Vegas Golden Knights leading the Pacific Division right now. Just got Jonathan Quick, a Stanley Cup champion, numerous times Stanley Cup champion. It is a tough spot for the Flames in that game as well. The Dallas Stars, followed by the Los Angeles Kings. These are top 1-2 teams in the Pacific and Central Divisions, and they have to play them. Then, after the Los Angeles Kings, they have to head to Anaheim, which you may go, oh, no, they're going to Anaheim. Oh, dang it. Yeah, the last time they played, they lost 3-1. This is easily five losable games for the Anaheim Ducks. Or for the Calgary Flames, excuse me. Sorry, Anaheim. But for the Calgary Flames. And if you take a look at it, if the next five games you get 0 points or maybe 1-2 points, you can say goodbye to the playoffs for the Calgary Flames. However, on the flip side, The Nashville Predators have been playing pretty decently over the last couple of games. A win against the Chicago Blackhawks 3-1, a shootout loss against the Vancouver Canucks, a loss against the Arizona Coyotes, who have been on that heater we've talked about, but a shootout win against the Los Angeles Kings and an overtime win against the Anaheim Ducks. Their next five games gives them a little bit of hope. The Detroit Red Wings, who have been a little bit up and down, depends what Red Wings team you get in that game. The Chicago Blackhawks, who the worst team in the NHL. The Winnipeg Jets, who have been struggling lately, that may be their most difficult Western Conference team that they'll play over the next five games. And then the New York Rangers and the Buffalo Sabres on the back end of that. That will be the real test for the Nashville Predators. But it's the same boat for the Nashville Predators when it comes to their defense. Shorthanded, the Nashville Predators' goals against per 60 minutes sits fourth in the NHL, just behind the Calgary Flames at a 2.65 over the last five games. But again, it's their scoring. A 1.83 goals for per 60 minutes over the last five games puts the Predators at 25th in the league. If the Nashville Predators are able to find any bit of scoring, they will make the playoffs. They will make the playoffs if they can find scoring. If they can improve their scoring clip, they will be a playoff team. Again, they sit with three games in hand currently heading into the game tonight, or into the game tonight against the Detroit Red Wings. They do have a little bit of rope to play with. If they can get a couple of points out of these extra games, that puts them even with the Winnipeg Jets. But out of those next three games, they play the Winnipeg Jets, meaning that is a real four-pointer for those two teams. Those are points that are up for grabs, that whoever gets those points may end up getting the tiebreaker, but B, making the playoffs. So in the long run, it's going to be difficult, especially for the Calgary Flames, but hold on to hope for the Nashville Predators. They have a great goaltending situation, too. They just acquired Tyson Barrie as well from the Edmonton Oilers, who is an offensive threat on the back end. They can get some power plays. I don't know. It may be a pretty good look for the Nashville Predators, but it will be a fight either way. One team that will not be making the playoffs, no matter how you twist it, is the Arizona Coyotes. However, the last five games have shown a totally different Arizona Coyotes team than you may be accustomed to. We will talk about the last five games for the Arizona Coyotes in just a second. But first, today's episode is brought to you by Athletic Greens. Our next partner has a product I use literally every day. I started using AG1 because I wanted to better my gut health, optimize my immune system, and I wanted to do so without taking so many pills and supplements. And that is exactly what I get with AG1. So what is this stuff? With one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, your recovery, your focus, your aging, all of the things. All of the things. Plus, it is lifestyle friendly. Whether you eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, or gluten-free, it is all good for you. Plus, it contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals or artificial anything, all while still tasting great. And it costs less than $3 a day. You're investing in your health, and it's cheaper than your cold brew habit. Athletic Greens has over 7,000 five-star reviews and is recommended by professional athletes. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That is it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/NHL Network. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/NHL Network to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Alrighty, let's wrap up today's episode in the desert. The Arizona Coyotes, over their last five games, have gone 3-0-2. Picking up points in the last five games and getting 11 points, over the last five games. Nobody said I was great at math, but... Oh, nobody did say I was good at math because I just did 3, 6, 9, didn't I? 2, 4, 6, 7, 8. 8 of a possible 10 points out of the last 5 games for the Arizona Coyotes. See, I went to art school, not sciences. But I can do the math in saying that that is very impressive for the Arizona Coyotes, but not so much for a team who is trying to continue the battle for Bedard and get Connor Bedard. However, these last five games have shown a pretty impressive side to this Arizona Coyotes rebuild that may prove to be important over the next couple of years. A 6-2 victory over the St. Louis Blues, a 4-1 victory over the Nashville Predators, a 5-4 overtime win over the Minnesota Wild, a 5-4 overtime loss to the New Jersey Devils, and a 3-2 overtime loss to the Colorado Avalanche have all meant that they are continuing to show progression. But it's not just the team. It is the team, but it's the players who need to show progression and development that have been showing it. Clayton Keller, over the last five games, is fourth in the NHL when it comes to goals, and is tied for first in points with Cale Makar. The reason why I brought Cale Makar up, he is tied for first in points over the last five games with Cale Makar with 10 points, 4 goals, 6 assists for Clayton Keller. Then Barrett Hayton tied for second in points over the last five games with 3 goals, 5 assists, 8 points. And the most underrated rookie in the league so far this year, if you haven't heard of Matias Michelli, it is time to listen. Matias Michelli has been, if he was in almost any other market, there would be so many news stories around this kid. 5 goals, 30 assists, 35 points so far in his first season in the NHL. He is third in rookie scoring behind Beniers and Mason McTavish. And those are two players that you expected to be at the top. Matias Michelli, if you ask anybody at the start of the year, you would have no idea who that guy was. And that's been consistent throughout the whole roster for the Arizona Coyotes. Look at J.J. Moser, who they picked in just the 2020 pick or draft, 2021 draft, excuse me. And a guy that nobody had on their radar. He was a 20-year-old heading into that draft, 21-year-old, I think, heading into that draft, playing in the Swiss League. And now he's coming over and at times last season was quarterbacking their power play, having a kind of resurgence in Uso Valimaki. You're seeing guys all over the ice chip in. And it's great to see. But this hasn't been a fluke. Over the last five games, the Arizona Coyotes sit third when it comes to goals for per 60 at 5-on-5. With a 3.6, and that is in the entire NHL. Then their goals for per 60 minutes on the power play sits second in the NHL with a 15.38, and in all situations, fourth best in the NHL for goals for per 60 minutes with a 3.98. The other thing about this team is that Carol Vimelka is the most underrated goaltender in the league. I was going to say probably the most. No, he is the most underrated goaltender in the league. Honestly, I was shocked he wasn't traded at the deadline because I honestly think whatever team he ends up on next, he will be a Vezina Trophy candidate. Yes, 100%. I am genuine when it comes to this. And Connor Ingram over the last couple of games has been fantastic for the Arizona Coyotes. They still have a lot of very good prospects as well coming up. Logan Cooley being one of them. They have some really, really, really exciting players coming up through their system. And there's an opportunity that they could get Connor Bedard and all. Now, I know everybody goes, why are you winning games? Why are you continuing to win games? You have this chance at winning the race for Bedard, blah, blah, blah. Hey, listen, as somebody, as an Edmonton Oilers guy, as someone who's been following the Edmonton Oilers for his entire life, I know a little something about the NHL draft lottery, and you don't exactly have to be the exact final last team in the NHL to win the lottery. Just ask the Buffalo Sabres, Connor McDavid. But I'm sitting here watching this Arizona Coyotes team, and I don't think that they're going to end off on this heater that they're currently on. I think they will slowly cool and we'll move on and we'll see the Arizona Coyotes team that we're used to. But it is good to see this stretch, and it's good to see for players like Clayton Keller, Barrett Hayton, Matias Michelli get their bearings in the NHL, because these are guys who have struggled at points. Maybe not so much Clayton Keller did suffer that devastating injury at the end of last year, but that has been nice to see him continue to be good. And you sit here and watch the goals he scores and you go, man, if you surround this guy with talent, he is going to be scary. And they have an opportunity to do so. And with the proof in the pudding that they can play in this league, and that may sound like a shot. It's not. This Arizona Coyotes team, depending on who they get in the draft, may be a terrifying team next year at the Mullet Arena. I may have to chip in and go down to a game, because that Arizona Coyotes team will be fun to watch in a fun arena. Watching Clayton Keller, Matias Michelli, Connor Bedard. I don't know. Either way, let's wrap up today's episode of Locked On NHL Western Conference Tuesdays. I have been your host from Locked On Oilers, Brett Holden. If you want to follow me at TheRealHolden40, that is on Twitter, that is on Instagram, that is all of my social media, but you don't care about me. You care about the Edmonton Oilers, hopefully. You can find at Locked On Oilers on Twitter, exactly how it sounds, and you can subscribe to the YouTube at Locked On Oilers right there as well. But let's wrap up today's episode. Unfortunately, it was just me today, but hopefully you're all right with it. Hopefully Dane will be back with us next week, or Dane will be back with us next week. Until then, stay safe and all the best.